Random House Audio presents Nobody's Fool by Richard Russo. Read for you by Ron McClarty. Part 1. Wednesday. Upper Main Street in the village of North Bath, just above the town's two-block-long business district, was quietly residential for three more blocks, then became even more quietly rural along old Route 27A, a serpentine two-lane blacktop that snaked its way through the Adirondacks of northern New York, with their tiny down-at-the-heels resort towns, all the way to Montreal in prosperity. The houses that bordered Upper Main, as the locals referred to it, although Main, from its lower end by the IGA and Tasty Freeze, through its upper end at the Sans Souci, was less than a quarter mile, were mostly dinosaurs, big, aging, clabbered Victorians and sprawling Greek revivals that would have been worth some money if they were across the border in Vermont, and if they had not been built as, or converted into, two and occasionally three-family dwellings, and rented out over several decades as slowly deteriorating flats. The most impressive feature of Upper Main was not its houses, however, but the regiment of ancient elms, whose upper limbs arched over the steeply pitched roofs of these elderly houses, as well as the street below, to green cathedral effect, bathing the street in breeze-blown shadows.